The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. So, good evening. Before our guided meditation, just want to offer this little vignette, if you will. So imagine that you're a passenger in a car, and you're noticing that the driver is getting angrier about something, and they're pushing on the accelerator and going a little bit faster and faster, maybe driving a little bit more aggressively, and you're feeling like, wow, that's maybe a little bit more than you're comfortable with. Or maybe they're not angry. Maybe just the conversation is exciting. Maybe there's something that they just are excited about, and they find themselves driving faster. Or maybe you even have experience doing this. Or maybe in the same car ride, the driver is talking about something where the conversation is not going in a pleasant way. Maybe they feel challenged, or maybe they're feeling particularly contemplative, or maybe they're trying to figure out something really complex. they lift up off of the accelerator and feel driving slower and slower. I've definitely have had this experience in conversation with somebody, and then the driver just going so slow, and all the cars are going, passing us. So this idea of going faster and going slower, like based on the conversation, based a little bit on what one's internal experience is, in some way, we might consider that meditation is like this too. Our energy goes up and our energy goes down, often not 100% dependent on it, but often related to what's happening in our inner life. If we're angry, energy can go really up. But if we're really sad or feeling challenged, there's a way in which the energy can go down and maybe just really try to figure something out. So this shift in the energy, it can be dramatic, or it could be really subtle. It could just be a small little shift, just a small little change. But in meditation, we can notice this. We can attune to these shifts in energy level. Later I'll talk about maybe some ways to describe energy, but I think all of you will have a sense of like what feels energetic and what doesn't. So maybe there's this way in which it's subtle, and that we just find ourselves like looking for the next meditation object, and that just finding that the energy is that way. Or maybe the energy is low because we're just kind of in this soft, cottony cloud. That could be an example where the energy is low. So just offering that as a preface to our guided meditation, we'll explore this a little bit, the energy level that's happening. But maybe before we start, just check in. How does your energy feel now? How much, like, maybe a sense of vitality or brightness? Over-energized, under-energized, just right, you're not sure. And however it is, can that be okay? Can that be okay? Let yourself just be how you are. We're just recognizing, we're just noticing. So taking a meditation posture, if you haven't already. Feeling the sitting surface, the connection where our body meets the chair or the cushion or the bench. Our feet touching the ground. Connected, grounded. Feeling the back of the legs and our backside, touching the chair or cushion or bench. If we're using the backrest, feeling the contact with the back and the backrest. Doing a body scan in general. Pressure around the eyes, maybe. Sometimes we have tension in the jaw. Letting the shoulders be away from the ears. Can there be an unarmoring of the chest, the heart? Maybe the shoulders go back just a tiny bit, opening up the chest. Softening the belly. And feeling what the hands are touching. Now resting attention on the sensations of breathing, whether that's in the chest, the belly, or the air going in and out of the nose, just tuning in to the experience of breathing. Noticing the beginning, middle, and end of an exhale. How about the beginning, middle, and end of an inhale? And the transitions between inhales and exhales. We're just noticing the experience, what it feels like. Is there some quality or way that you are right now that limits the energy that's available? Maybe you have an attitude of, this is work and I don't want to work. A subtle type of giving up or not wanting to engage. Or maybe there's a quality of restlessness, impatient, overeager, charged up. We're just noticing. Being with the sensations of breathing. And when the mind wanders, just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. and checking in with the energy level again. If you feel the energy is a little bit low, can you bring in more energy? Or if there's a feeling of restlessness, can you soften and relax? Or if the energy feels fine or close enough, can you just be with the meditation, the experience of the body breathing? All this is with a kind, gentle attitude. We're not trying to force anything. Just being with the sensations of breathing. maybe one more time, checking in how the energy level feels, just in a relaxed, gentle way. We don't have to fix it, we don't have to change it, we're just noticing. So this whole notion that we have different energy levels and that it might be shifting during the meditation period, or it might not too, it might just stay the same. But it's not uncommon that when we sit down and we're like, oh, I'm so restless, and we kind of project and think like, oh, the whole meditation session is going to be about restlessness, and not realizing that, oh yeah, maybe I was sitting, you know, things start to calm down and be a little bit different, or maybe the mind gets energized and the energy comes up. So I'd like to provide an opportunity for you all to talk about this. And so here's the question before we get into groups. First of all, how did your body let you know what the energy level is? Was it like a buzzing? Was there a heaviness? Was there a feeling of maybe just relaxation or tightness? Or using those kinds of words, like how do you know what the energy level is? So more describing the experience, not so much the conceptual idea. So what? How do you know when that energy is? What's the experience? Maybe that's the word I should say. What's the experience of high energy, low energy, or just right energy? It's okay if it's not quite sure. And maybe then, excuse me, what happened when you experimented with adjusting the energy, bringing it up or bringing it down? Or maybe you didn't do that. And if you didn't, what was it like to just say, nope, actually the energy's fine right now? And how was that experience? Just to say, yeah, it's fine. Actually, I'm not too tired and I'm not too restless. What is that experience like? Or even the feeling of, even if you were restless and the idea of like, oh, I don't have to change it. This is just what restlessness feels like. This is what tiredness feels like. So what is the experience of energy for you? Buzzing, lightness, heaviness, dullness, those types of words. What's the experience if you tried to adjust the energy during that meditation? Did that just feel like way too complicated and didn't work and you got agitated trying to do it? Or maybe you thought, oh, I didn't know I could tweak it a little bit. And what was it like when you realized, oh, I don't have to change it, either because it was okay, or a few times in that meditation I said that you don't have to change it. So that's the prompts. And to put you into groups, why don't we, I'm just playing around with these ideas about how to get us into groups. So using the last digit of your street address. For example, this is 108 Birch Street, so it would be 8. So if the last digit of your street address is even, to be on this side of the yellow line, 0 is even, and if it's odd, to be on that side of the yellow line. This is just a way to mix you guys up. Oh, there we are, half and half. Okay, so why don't you guys talk here and you guys talk here?